Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you with Bob Sand of the Beef Connection. We're back with Bob after this. Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last, Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for the ranch, like their Red Rhino hay trailer. On their website, GoBobPipe.com, you can even design the right trailer for your operation. GoBobPipe.com or call them 1-877-851-2365. At the recent Alltech International Symposium, we had the opportunity to visit with Bob Sand, who's an Angus cow-calf operator, but also owner of something called the Beef Connection. He says this is all about trying to dramatically improve the return on investment for cattle producers. He says that he wants them to prosper and be more sustainable at the same time. And he described to us what this is all about.
A couple of your components that you were working with, genetics, first of all, of your animals, but also nutrition.
Yeah, it was several years ago that I've always studied in genetics and enjoyed it as more of a hobby than anything else. But I started to harvest cattle, feed cattle, feed and harvest cattle. I noticed that groups of cattle acted differently, but they were bred or AI to the same exact bull. So I knew I'd sorted the females off. I made a production system on the farm. What was a differentiation factor? I started going back and looking at their nutritional profiles that they were on the farm, and that was the area that there was a lot of variability.
What is the differences? In other words, what obviously you're indicating that there's enough difference that you can see it pretty easily.
Oh, you can see it very easily. I mean, if you look at a mineral program that a mama cow is on, you can see that you can install the semen, but the genes never get turned on for, say, carcass merit or feed efficiency or whatever it is. And what I was able to do is trace it back to the use of proper micronutrients in the mineral. And Alltech helped me do that through their laboratory, the nutrigenomics laboratory. Nutrition and genetics is what they studied. So we pulled those all apart, and we were able to figure out which genes needed to be turned on to make that happen. And that is done through nutrition. I use an all-organic product in my cattle. No inorganics. Everything I do is natural.
So as we think about the differences, you showed a couple of examples video-wise of some of the folks that you've worked with. It seems that as they feed that, these animals can actually express the genetics that are in their pedigree?
Yeah, absolutely. And what you saw was a farmer holds the key in his hand. He's the most important part of this process because he sets the genetic profile. The fetal programming takes place in the first, second, and third trimester. So while that fetus is in mama and the mama is under his care, he sets the profile of that calf. The feedlot manager, he can't change it. Whatever he's given is what he'll have. So that's the way this works.
So literally in the pregnancy cycle of the mama cow and the early part of the life of the calf are key.
Absolutely. That's the key component to all this.
So a good-doing calf, in other words, obviously we've seen a lot of these various enhanced-type programs of you know, VAC 45 and other type programs, they get some extra value. You're talking about something even above and beyond that.
Absolutely, it's a quantum leap above that. I'm a VAC 45. I mean, that's a very defined program. I use a VAC 45 program, but what we're doing is we are programming the immune system to act a certain way. We're programming certain genes to stay turned on through the life cycle. So the VAC 45 is preventative maintenance. This is actually working at the core. We're working at the molecular level of the calf, the molecular level, when he's conceived and being developed.
So what's the difference in value when you get down to the feedlot?
So it's $140 to $150. If you shift feed conversion by 0.2 of a point right now with the price of corn, 0.2 of a point shift in feed conversion is about $28 a hundred, or excuse me, $4 a hundred on a 7-weight calf. Or say you're putting on 700 pounds, that's $28. So let's just say we shift it 0.6 of a point. That's 3 times 28. That's huge. And if you change the carcass merit, I mean, you can go from, you know, being a 70 or 80% choice, if you can move it up by 15 points, to 90, 95% choice, you know, you can add another 35, 40 bucks. So we're looking in excess of $100 per head.
Is this a feed program? Is this something that you're doing as far as how exactly are you recommending to your producers to get this to their herd? In other words, how's the supplementation working?
There's multiple ways. In the state of Kentucky here, we do a lot with mineral because we're a forage state, so we'll supply it through the 365 mineral program. If you're developing cattle or if you're feeding cattle, we'll go through the supplements going into the feed yard. So the deliverable is easy. I mean, the media is very easy to get through. And we're working right now to deliver it through liquids for the Florida markets because they use a lot of liquid feed and liquid supplementation. So.
So I guess what, in the case of, again, you're primarily getting this to the mama cow, not so much to the calf itself.
Well, we certainly get it to the mama cow. That's where it starts. But as the calf's born and it starts to, you know, forage out on its own, it'll intake as well. So it's not just for the mama, but it's for the mama and calf. But it has to start with the mama. She's the starting point. She is the factory. So we tune the factory up.
So how much potential is out there?
Well, I mean, like you heard me say, if you had 10 million calves on feed and you moved it by $150 a head, that's $1.5 billion to the industry. So let's take that and say we only improve 50%. That's $750 million. Okay, so same amount of feed, same cattle, just better performance. To me, that's free money. You know, that's free money. And then the other side of that is we talked about nutrition, but sorting that, you know, Jack Welch, find the bottom 10% of your employees, terminate them. You improve your company instantly. So that there's another model in there. So it's an idea of improving cattle nutritionally, managing your herd and finding those low-producing females, they leave, and then selecting for high-producing females, they stay. So that's how the system
works. That circles you back around to those genetics we talked about in the first.
Yeah, it's Kaizen, continuous improvement. You get into the loop and you stay in there all the time. You live in the circle. And as you get better and better, the circle gets smaller and smaller. You'll finally get to the point of, we call it diminishing returns, where you're at the top 25%. Now your changes are minuscule. And the idea is just to stay in that top 25%, because those that are in the top 25% of production are always profitable. It's rare that they lose money.
Right.
And those that live in the bottom 25% are rare that they make money.
Bob San, who's a cattle producer and entrepreneur, obviously you can tell, as well as owner of an outfit called The Beef Connection, LLC. His website, if you want to learn more, thebeefconnection.com. That is your Beef Buzz. Have a wonderful day, everybody, our electronic version. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.